dimpled balls to the 10th annual Coors Light Denim and Miller Open, September 24th at the Doral Tesoro Hotel and Golf Club. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless and North Texas Nissan. Sign your team up now. Log on to theticket.com.
Dale and Sturm and Drong will be at Whip In Fina in Arlington tomorrow from noon until 3. That's at Park Row and Fielder in Arlington.
Yeah.
Now, they will be doing the gas thing there, selling gas for $1.31 a gallon. 31 cents from every gallon will be donated to the Scottish Rite Hospital. Now, you will be limited to a maximum of 25 gallons of either regular unleaded or diesel. And you got to be in line for gas by 2:30 to ensure availability. But go see Dale and Sturm and Drong at Whip In Fina in Arlington at Park Row and Fielder tomorrow from noon until 3. Time to stop down now for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Cowboys tickets are on sale now for any and all Cowboy home games. Great seats for them. They got them at Texas Tickets.
Got to have a ticket to get into those games.
Also, Linkin Park, Korn, and Snoop Doggy Dog at Smirnoff.
Snoop who?
Snoop Good Puppy Dog at the Smirnoff tomorrow night. Texas Tickets has wonderful seats for that as well.
I'll be able to tell you all about it, Ron, because I am going to that event.
214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets.
You don't believe me on that, Corby. I'm going.
Have fun.
Well, we'll see.
This must be chick-driven.
It is. It's a girl. I'm taking a girl to that. So, yeah.
So let's say we get a little flashlight going, step inside the Copenhagen room, and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality. Not only in North Dallas, but in the great Southwest, here is Cobra.
Notable death, Michael.
Is that right, Cobra?
You know what? You need to lighten up on your notable deaths, because during E-News, a lot of times you'll highlight a notable death, and it's not that
right
big a deal.
There?
We're good.
Okay, well, let's focus on who's died in the past couple of weeks that I've called out that hadn't been a big deal.
Don't ask me for an example, because I can't come up with one off the top of my head. I just know that you've done that.
I have never led with a notable death that isn't notable. And today, 82-year-old Elmer Bernstein is dead.
Woo-hoo.
The great composer. Now, are you familiar with his work?
No. Yeah. I mean, I've heard of him, but I couldn't tell you anything that he's composed.
Magnificent Seven.
I didn't know that.
Didn't he write the William Tell Overture?
No. Different composer.
Didn't he write the theme to The Fugitive?
He might have. I don't know that, so I don't have all his stats in front of me. But I know he did Magnificent Seven. Can everybody recite the Magnificent Seven?
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
The great Chuck Morgan used to play that when Pudge Rodriguez came to the plate.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
He's kidding.
Whenever he'd get a hit, that was his song.
Yeah. And I guarantee you, Pudge was always thinking, why the hell is he playing that music all the time?
He did one of the most memorable whistles ever in The Great Escape. He composed that theme. Familiar with that?
No.
You familiar with The Great Escape? You don't remember?
Isn't that the Newberg Report?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought it was Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Oh, yeah, that's right, it was.
That's what I thought.
He also did Cape Fear.
Very memorable.
Cape Fear, scored that. He did Michael Jackson's Thriller, the scary part.
What?
The scary music in the beginning when...
Yeah.
Oh, he did that?
Yeah.
Oh, be darned.
I can prove it.
He did To Kill a Mockingbird.
Mm-hmm.
He did Trading Places. That music.
This is such a great song.
He did Gus.
He did Gus.
That didn't bother me anymore. I mean, I was in California for a few days, and I'm still living off that high of being in California.
So California dreaming?
Just doesn't really bother me. Bring on all the Gus you want.
And so he's dead. So he'll be missed. 82 years old, fell asleep and died.
That's the way to do it.
Now I hope I go.
You won't. I'll make sure of that.
Howard, do you think I'll go?
I'll kill you.
You're going to die a fiery death.
You know what I'm going to do to Mike?
What?
Is I'm going to bludgeon him with a tripod.
Okay.
Put scatter porn all over the floor. And then I'm going to take his lifeless, bloody body, strap him into some seedy sex chair, and I'm going to have the most...
Like one of those swings or something?
Yeah. And I'm going to have the ball gag...
The machine mask.
The cod piece.
Uh-huh.
And about a 17-foot needle coming right out of your arm.
I mean, do you realize how abrasive that just was? You're talking about killing someone. And then...
Yeah, but he's gonna die naturally. But I'm going to make it look that way.
Right.
He's
going
to die in his nursing home. And I'm going to rig the whole nursing home up. To where on his last day, it was the greatest day of his life.
I just don't see why you have to be like that.
What? You don't find any humor in that?
None.
That Reiner's peacefully passes away?
No, not with the machine mask and the ball gag.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
That's mm-hmm. a drop.
You're no, bouncing right off the floor.
Yeah, Grego, I didn't think you'd find that funny.
I did, Reiner, and you know that.
And then I'm going to paint all over the wall, I am machine.
Nobody saw that movie.
Yes, they
so
did.
So quit bringing it up. Nobody saw
Rent 8mm. Danny, you were right. Paris Hilton did get Tinkerbell, her little crap hole bitch. Mike.
Oh, Michael.
Her little chihuahua back. Initially, she offered $1,000.
You know why? Because she doesn't know the value of money. She has no idea that $1,000 isn't that much to her. She has no idea what the value of a dollar. I mean, how many times do you think she's gone into one of those, you know, ritzy shops on Rodeo Drive and just picked out everything and said, bill me? She has no idea what $1,000 is. She has no concept
of money.
And
you think she pays her own bills?
She wouldn't know how to write a check. She would not know how to read a monthly bank statement.
Neither do I.
Well, I'm sure that dog is very upset that it was found and returned home to her and is now being dressed in pink tutus with eyeliner, caps, booties.
Getting her toenails painted.
Yeah. Just miserable. And plus, it has to answer to Tinkerbell every day.
You don't think that's not a good name for a little bitty dog like that?
No. I have...
No!
I have a problem with Danny's dog's names.
You do?
Yeah, they kind of sound like British children. Danny named his dogs Violet and Liam. Liam.
That's a bad name for a dog.
Boy, that is... You shouldn't give dogs people names.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should mind your own damn business.
I can promise you, he did not do the naming.
No, I'm sure he did.
Danny came up with Violet and Liam.
No, he didn't.
What's that crazy wife of mine?
I know he knows better than that.
I wanted to name it Cobra and Snake.
You should have.
I'm serious. I wanted to name the boy Snake.
Why didn't you?
She wouldn't let me.
Cobra.
Think I have any choice in that?
But you agreed to Liam?
I don't have a choice, dude.
The only thing
you can always have a choice.
No, I don't.
The dog got a big giant wiener.
Like Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
It's a myth.
Hey, I personally put the quietus on Chloe and Mary Margaret.
For the
Mary
dog?
Margaret.
Yes.
Mary Margaret?
Yes.
What kind of homo land do you live in?
No, I'm saying I put the quietus on that and said, no, we're naming the dog Digger.
Here, Mary Margaret. Here.
So that name was floated, Mary Margaret?
Yes. And it took me about 3 seconds to nuke that.
Digger is such a great name for that dog.
Mary Margaret.
I know.
Who names their dog two?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. You don't give a dog people names.
Chloe.
Yeah.
That's not a horrible name.
Chloe?
Chloe for a dog. That's not horrible.
It's kind of
for a little Jack Russell? That's not a horrible name,
well,
Chloe.
Liam and Violet.
It's better than Mary Margaret, but it's still a people name. And you don't give a dog people names.
It's not good. It's not
it's
good
stupid.
Digger. I love
well,
the name Digger.
Our dog's name is Jordan.
Yeah.
My dog's name's Clyde.
Like I say, you don't give a dog people names.
Well, that name, I've never even heard of that name on a human until I met you.
Spot was taken.
By who?
The dude in the little books you read when you were a kid.
Right.
We're seeing him all the time.
By the way, you watch Nip Tuck, don't you?
You bet.
You know who Julian McMahon is?
Yeah, he's the guy that plays
Dr.
Troy
Christian. Troy.
Or McMahon, depending on how you look at it.
His father was the Prime Minister of Australia.
That's what my grandpa calls Jim McMahon, Jim McMahon. he is now the leading candidate to be James Bond.
He'll be a good one.
Is he British on the show?
No,
he's from Australia.
But he's from Australia. His father was a Prime Minister.
Oh, really?
He grew up very privileged.
Oh.
Man, they need to give James Bond up.
Do they?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be that Hugh Jackman. I thought he was going to be James
Bond. But you know what? No one wants the role.
I thought it was...
It's not as prestigious.
Samuel L. Jackson was...
No, they're not going to have a black Bond. Although that may be funny. That may be what they need.
You think Denzel Washington...
get Eddie Anderson.
Hey,
you think Denzel Washington couldn't pull that off?
The new Bond is Jason Bourne. They can run with that series forever. It's that good.
Okay.
It's good.
For the...
It is.
Man.
It's good.
Why do you let Hollywood suck you
guys,
in like that?
You guys should give Nip Tuck a shot.
I watch it occasionally. It's not bad.
It's a good show.
Man, you're a Hollywood whore. You know that?
Yeah, you are.
They just push you around so much.
Mm-hmm.
How am I a Hollywood whore?
Bend you over.
Well, Snake. For what?
Like quota?
Yoga?
Ashley Simpson is number one again on the record albums. Mike, she's from here.
Mike, why'd she dye her hair jet black?
Here's what I
want
to know.
Her, she didn't want to get confused with her sister.
If you have a famous sibling and you put an album, like you, Mike, what's the name of your sister's album?
My Sister's Stinky Box.
Oh. What a horrible album title.
So the name of your sister's album is My Sister's.
My Sister's...
So the name of her album is Stinky Box?
My Sister's Stinky Box.
Why did you say that?
I don't know. Daddy touched me there.
Oh, that's her follow-up.
I'm just reading what you gave me to read before I learned better.
But now she's like a platinum-selling artist just because she has a famous sister, and I don't know if she's any good at it.
I eat boogers.
Until you started getting Grego to read them.
That's right.
By the way, number two is Shine, who's in jail.
This is number two.
Are
they letting him make records in jail?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it just popped out.
What kind of being in jail is that if they're still letting you make records?
Well, they let him make records. They record it before he went in.
They record it before he went in, but he was laying down tracks over the phone in jail.
Kick
they processed up.
That was his one phone call?
Yeah. He just busted out a bunch of rhymes. By the way, his boss is... There, he's on Sean Combs' label.
Who's that?
All
right, everyone, if you shut up.
Shut up. No.
Puff Daddy.
No.
Cool G Rap.
No. Why do you say it twice? No.
Jay-Z. Rakim.
Rakim, that's it.
I'll tell you what it is. With inflection.
No, you said it twice.
Stretch from Naughty by Nature.
Not Stretch.
Who's Sean Combs?
50 Cent.
No, Mike.
Tupac.
No, Tupac. No, Jay-Z.
Puff Daddy.
I knew it.
I could have told you 5 minutes ago.
You interrupted us.
I tried to.
Right.
I don't know why you didn't. Wasted our time.
He might have been a little leery of interrupting us.
Why did you waste Eminem and Norm and Mike's time?
Let me ask you guys something from the bottom of my heart.
The answer is no.
You don't even know what the question
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I do, too.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do, too.
Please allow me to ask.
The question is going to be, can we get rid of that? And the answer is no.
Ryan, can we please get rid of that drop?
No.
Y'all notice my wiener in my pocket?
I don't mind if you want to get rid of that.
Just please let me get rid of the Puff Daddy.
You know what? It's almost time for, hey, man, let's get rid of a drop.
Nuh-uh. Remember, we quit doing that forever.
We only did it once.
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead.
Duel the Engines. That's a great song. I think we have that in there. Duel the Engines.
Why do you want to bust in and hear a song? A bad one at that.
We can keep that one. Just please let me get rid of the Puff Daddy.
No, you can't get rid of Puff Daddy, Greg.
Out of all the interruptions and all the songs, you choose
Cool the Engines by Boston.
Oh, having fun.
MTV is going to make a reality series out of the life of Lizzie Grubman. That money, power hungry.
She's the PR girl that killed somebody.
She's the one that ran
greedy.
Over somebody?
Yeah, she drove a car.
What is she, Mike?
Greedy, bitchy whores.
God, you're so angry at her. Yeah, she's the one that New York PR chick who backed her big SUV into a group of people in the Hamptons. And she served 38 days in jail. So the show is going to follow her and four of the young women who work for her as they go about creating the buzz for the long list of clients at Lizzie Grubman PR.
You ever seen her?
Yeah.
She's about eight different kinds of tore up.
Oh, she is horrible.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Nasty.
Skanky.
Smelly.
Yeah. Bitch. And
see, you don't hear me asking to get rid of that, although I hate it.
I'll let you.
What do you want to get rid of?
Bitch.
That's E! News.
I'll trade you a bitch.
Take
for
care,
Daddy.
Snake.
All right, very good. Coming up next, a short sports segment here on the